Paulina Edmonds joins us on Sports Byline, 2014 U.S. National Silver Medalist. And of course, you're going to be seeing her in Sochi in the Winter Olympics Games. She began skating at the age of two and started taking formal lessons when she was just 4 years old. After the competition for the Nationals was over with, how long did it take, Paulina, before it kind of sunk into you what you had accomplished?
It took me about a week. Now I'm really in the Olympic gear. I'm super excited. I am ready to train as hard as I can before the Olympics, and everyone has just been so exciting and supporting, from school to skating to just being at home. I'm ready for it.
After you completed the Nationals, did you ever sit back at some point up to now and kind of reflect back on what you did to try to understand why you had the success that you did?
For sure. At night when I was getting ready to go to bed, I've been thinking about Nationals and all the work that we've done to get up to this point. And I've just been thinking since 2010, when I was a novice skater, that was my first Nationals. And I watched skaters like Rachel Flatt and Mariah Nagasu all make the Olympic team for Vancouver. And that really just inspired me to work as hard as I can for the next Olympics that I knew I would be age eligible for. And so I just think back to all of the 4 years that I've been training as hard as I can, learning the triple triples and executing them in my programs. And just to know that it was all worth it to get to this point, it's just amazing.
I'm going to make an observation here. So, Paulina, if you disagree with it, feel free to correct me. But you began skating at the age of two, and you started taking formal lessons when you were just 4 years old. Is it easier when you are young to do the type of things that you have to do in order to, you know, the repetitiveness and do what you're told to do, rather than if you're a little bit older in the sport and you have other things that come into your mind? In other words, you're almost mechanical about it when you're younger, are you not?
I would definitely say that it's easier to learn stuff when you're younger, because when you're younger, you just kind of, you're not really thinking about anything except the fact that you're on the ice. And so when people are telling you to do something, you just kind of do it. And when people are young, from the age of about 3 to 6 or 7 years old, your bones are still kind of, they're growing and they're soft. So they really get the feeling of what you're supposed to be doing. So I think that if you learn the elements while you're young, that really sets you up to keep achieving different elements as you get older. And I definitely think that starting young is a plus. And so I'm happy that my mom put me on the ice when I was
Are you more, or any young athlete, more amenable to coaching when you are young, say, than if you're a little bit older? And I'm going to use an analogy here. I have a lot of my friends that are professional athletes, and when they were in college, the coach used to say, I want you to run through the wall, and they were fine. But as they got a little bit older, they'd say, now, coach, let's think about this for a minute, and let me talk to my agent. So I'm just wondering whether it's you're a little bit more open to whatever a coach might say when you're young, too.
Well, I think that when you're younger, you don't really question it as much, and you just kind of do it. I mean, for me, I was kind of stubborn as a young child. So, of course, sometimes I would refuse or whatever, but I think that when you're young and you're just excited to, learn new elements, I think that it is easier. And once you get older, fear can set in, or nervousness kind of gets into you, but yeah, I think that starting young is definitely a good way to go.
You know, the thing that I've found interesting is that when it comes to figure skaters, their life does really come down to, say, the Olympics, and it's only a period of 4 minutes or 5 minutes, a short period of time, and knows that everything hangs on that performance for that period of time. How does one control themselves emotionally when they know so much is at stake for such a short period of time of performance?
Well, I think that in all of the time that you spend training, you're always thinking about that, and you always kind of push yourself to know that even though I'm tired right now, it's all going to be worth it later when I'm skating my program and then skating it clean. And so when we get out there and they're calling our name and we know that we have 4 minutes to show what we can do, I think that we really just need to rely on our training and know that we did everything we could, and then at the same time, we need to just not let any mistakes happen. Just think, I know for me, what I was thinking when I was at Nationals and it was the Olympic In some ways, it is the Olympic trials, even though it's also not, because they look at other things as well. But I knew that it all came down to that performance for me. And so I just thought that I was saying to myself, there's no way that I can mess anything up. I've been working way too hard for this competition to let anything go. And so I also just try to keep myself calm and not get too nervous, because I have the experience from the Grand Prix final that I went to in Japan. I knew exactly how I needed to feel in front of the big crowd after that performance in Japan. And so when I came to nationals, I just kind of took deep breaths. I stayed calm. I thought that I could do it, because I've been doing it all the time in practice. So why could I not do it right now? And that definitely helped. So.
Katarina Witt once told me, she said, "Ron, it's real simple. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid."
Yes. That is actually true. I mean, you can't let yourself get too ahead of yourself. You can't be thinking about the results before you even compete. So it's true. You just got to go out there and do what you got to do. And from then on, then you can, when you're done, you can worry about what you're going to do. But before, you just got to do what you were told.
I love your quote. I move like a ballerina. I am a very soft skater, but I tend to combine it with speed and power. What did you mean by soft skater?
I mean that my my arms and my skating, I'm very light, so I don't look very heavy on the ice. And I do feel like I move kind of like a ballerina, because I have long limbs, and my skating is just... my arms and my legs move very softly and kind of naturally, and not like wiry. And I thank that to my ballet teachers, Maggie and Javier Furla. I take their ballet classes at Dance Theater International, DTI, in California. And they are both San Jose. They were previous San Jose ballet dancers. And Maggie is actually San Francisco ballet dancers, excuse me. And Maggie was actually a soloist in San Francisco Ballet. So they've taught me a lot of how to move gracefully, and I've just taken so much from my ballet and put it onto the ice. And so I think that really helps me with my artistry and my ballerina look on the ice.
I thought it was interesting what veteran coach Frank Carroll said about you. He said, "She is the future. She's like an iron butterfly." What was he referring to in the iron butterfly?
Yes, I heard that, and I was... excited that he said that, because what he means by iron butterfly is, even though I look kind of like a butterfly, like I'm very light and I'm very like soft ballerina like skating, the iron part comes in where I'm kind of very tough, and I don't want to let anything go when I'm skating, and I want to be as strong as I can when it comes to the elements in my program. And like I said, when my look on my program before I came, my music started, was just like, I've been working way too hard for this, and there's no way I'm going to let anything go.
I assume you get that toughness from your mom and dad, because your dad was a hockey player and your mom grew up in Russia. Does she coach you? Do I understand that she coaches you, or how does she interact with you?
My mom, she coaches me, and she was in Russia. She was a skater when she was young, and she coached figure skating in Russia as well. And she went to college in St. Petersburg for 4 years for physical education. So she's very knowledgeable in the sport of skating, and in all sports, of just the general like conditioning and the methods that you need for training. So that has definitely helped me tremendously throughout the years. And she, of course, my mom is very, she's very tough, and she's kind of like no like fooling around and no stalling. It's just to do your work, and only hard work is going to pay off. And I definitely think that her kind of mental attitude has helped me, because I see how tough she is, and I see how much everything about skating means to her, and I put it into my skating, and it's definitely been paying off.
What does your dad bring to the equation then, Paulina?
My dad, he was actually a water polo player when he was in high school, and he is also very athletic, and he works really hard in his business. He's the CFO for a computer chip company, Inphi Corporation, and he works really hard to keep our family running smoothly and paying for me and my brother skating, because my brothers also play hockey. And he just helps, like, even when my mom is, like, really tough on me and wanting me to do the best that I can, and, like, even if she's mad at me, he's kind of the one to level us out sometimes and tell me not to get too ahead of myself and to stay calm and just to do everything I can. And at the same time, he also pushes me to do the best that I can on the ice.
Sounds like it's a dream team. And we have a couple minutes left, and I want to ask you about Sochi. A lot has been said about things besides just the competition. I know athletes only worry about the things they can control, but what type of attitude are you taking into this competition, knowing everything around it from a security standpoint and some of the political issues as well? How are you approaching it, Pauline? It must be easier for you because you're only 15 years old.
Well, I'm not really thinking, and I don't think any of the other competitors and athletes that are going are really thinking about any of the negativity surrounding the Olympics. But for all of us, we are all just thinking that we're ecstatic to be selected as representatives of the U.S. team going into the Olympics. And we all can't wait to experience the Olympic fever when we get there and to be in the Olympic Village and wear the USA clothing and Olympic clothing that they're going to give us. And we all can't wait to be part of the Olympic experience. And I think that we're all just going to be taking in every moment of the Olympic Games.
What is the rest of the world competition like in women's figure skating? Have you kind of handicapped it a little bit, Paulina?
It's going to be a very strong competition, and there's going to be amazing skaters there that I've been skating for a very long time, and I can't wait to be a part of it and see how everyone is deals with it and just take everything I can from this competition to help me build as a better skater for the future.
I know Tara Lipinski was always somebody you looked up to, and of course she won the gold at the Nagano Games in Japan. Tell me what you remember about what you saw in her.
I love Tara Lipinski. She's such a role model and inspiration for me because she was only 15 when she went to the Olympics, and it was in 1998 when I was born. And so 15 years later, I am in kind of the same position as her as in the respect of being a 15-year-old going to the Olympics. And I always knew it was possible because she was 15 when she went. And so I knew that nobody could say that I was too young and they're never going to send a 15-year-old, because I could always say, hey, Tara Lipinski went, and she won. So I know that she could do it, and I know that I can do it because I've been training for so long, and I know that watching her, she just had so much joy in her performances, and I know that in her long, when she was so excited to skate a clean program, she ended her program, and she was like running and jumping up and down on the ice, and it wasn't because she thought she was going to win, because she didn't know what the results were yet, but she was just happy to do what she could, and she skated two clean programs, and that's the kind of feeling that I want to have. I want to know that I skated the best I could at the Olympic Games.
We have 30 seconds left, but your good friend and classmate Emma Chu said, I just watch her, and I just think it's so incredible that she has such dedication and that she's also managing to keep up a rigorous school schedule, and that she really just has it all balanced. How do you do it?
I just try to keep it together, and I try to keep skating and skating and school and school, and I don't want to mix anything up too much, and I just stay focused at school and stay focused at the rink, and I do the work when I come home, and it's just all been working out pretty well.
That balance and that toughness, it's going to do you well, not only in this competition, but going forward in life as well, Paulina. Congratulations on the silver medal in the national competitions, and I'm looking forward to seeing you over in Sochi and competing over there as well. Thank you for your time here.
Thank you.
Paulina Edmonds, watch her in the Olympics over in Sochi, 2014 U.S. National Silver Medalist. And she began skating at the age of 2 and started taking formal lessons when she was just 4. And you heard what she had to say, that her mother is tough and really helps her in the competition. We'll take a break here, continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.